Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes. Muy bien, vamos a entrar inmediatamente en nuestro tema. Hay poco menos tiempo hoy, debido a la división de los niños. Y el tema, empezamos con Jesús. Cada uno tiene su hoja y su lápiz, ¿sí? Se puede ver un retrato muy hermoso de Jesús, el buen pastor. El tema es Jesús, nuestro amor por Él. Jesucristo es el centro de nuestra vida, existencia. Él es el camino, la vida y la verdad. Él en muy poco tiempo, nada más que 33 años, en su vida terrenal ha cambiado el mundo entero. El calendario ha cambiado con la venida de Jesús. Ad, que significa en latín ad domine, que en español es desde el Señor, y BC es before Christ, okay? Ante de Cristo. Jesús quiere cambiar nuestras vidas, de transformarnos en santos, como ha dicho, sean santos como es santo tu Padre Celestial. Repiten eso conmigo, ¿ok? Sean
santos como es santo tu Padre Celestial.
Otra vez.
Sean santos como es santo tu Padre Celestial.
Ahorita vamos a leer sobre un santo, Santa Ignacia de Loyola, en los ejercicios espirituales, nos invita a pedir una gracia muy especial relacionada con Jesús. Pedir la gracia de conocimiento interno de Jesús para amarlo más y seguirlo más cerca. Es una gracia que nosotros debemos pedir con fervor todos los días de nuestra vida. Conocer a Jesús, amarlo y seguirlo. Conocerlo, amarlo y seguirlo. Es el centro de la doctrina, ¿okay? Para nosotros y los hijos, ¿no? De querer realmente enamorarnos con Jesús. Felicidad. Es más que cierto que cada persona que vive en este mundo tiene un deseo ardiente de ser feliz. Eso es cierto, ¿no? Obvio, ¿no? Todo el mundo quiere ser feliz. Dicho esto, ¿por qué es que tantas personas no tienen felicidad para nada? Personas tal vez parientes, enojados, corajudos, criticonas, chismosas, deprimidas, sin ganas a veces para vivir. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué tanta infelicidad? La razón es muy clara. Para los creyentes en Dios, en los creyentes en Jesús. Porque ellos están buscando la felicidad donde no se haya o encuentra la felicidad. La felicidad se puede encontrar solamente en unión con quién?
Jesús.
Jesús. Solamente en Jesús. Ahorita esa parafita es muy interesante. Si no tenemos Jesús, vamos a tener un Dios falso. Dios falso es un ídolo. Yo me imagino si yo voy a su casa, a la entrada no va a tener un becerro de oro de 500 libras con dos velas y tú ofreciendo un humito blanco al becerro de oro. Imagina que no. Espera que no. Ese fue el ídolo en el templo de Moisés, ¿no? Pero hay becerros de oro más sofisticados y más difundidos. Y vamos a ver algunos. El templo de Moisés había el peligro de adorar la estatua de becerro. Hoy existen muchos ídolos más. Por ejemplo, drogas. La legalización de marihuana en California, ¿no? Qué peligro para sus adolescentes, ¿no? Ellos van a decir, mami, está legal porque no puede fumar marihuana, ¿no? Tú vienes de otra cultura. Yo nací aquí. Tú eres caduca. Tú eres una persona de otro tiempo, de otra cultura. Lo que dicen. ¿Qué más? Alcohol. It's Miller time, no? La adicción más fuerte es la pornografía. Ya hablamos de eso la semana el año pasado, ¿no? Ídolo muy, muy fuerte. Sexo. Fuera de matrimonio. Casinos y vino. Las telenovelas, ¿eh? El teléfono. El internet. El deseo para comprar y tener. Todos y mucho más son ídolos que no pueden saciar el corazón humano. Yo había puesto como 10, pero hay mucho más. Jesús. Jesús es el secreto de la felicidad del corazón humano. Solamente Jesús puede saciar los deseos y anhelos más profundos del corazón humano. Solamente Jesús y su iglesia, que se llama el cuerpo místico de Cristo. Comentario sobre esto. Hay gente que dice, ah, yo amo a Jesús, pero no me gusta la iglesia. Pero Jesús está presente en la iglesia. Entonces, de amar a Jesús, debemos amar a la iglesia. La iglesia tiene fallas, pero debemos tratar de mejorar la iglesia viviendo una vida más santa. Pues estamos aquí en la iglesia, ¿no? Ok, ejemplo de San Agustín. Este grande santo buscaba la felicidad por más que 30 años en el placer. De manera especial, la sexualidad desenfrenada. Su madre, Santa Mónica, rezaba día y noche con lágrimas, ayunos y sacrificios. Finalmente, Agustín ha decidido de dejar sus vicios y entregarse a Jesús. Finalmente, después de 30 años, él pudo encontrar la felicidad real en Jesús. Solamente en Jesús. Todos conocemos en nuestra vida diaria algunos San Agustines. Centro de mi fe católica. Es la persona de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. La finalidad de este tema, realmente tan importante, es de tratar de lograr un conocimiento íntimo con Jesús. Para poder amarlo más, y caminar más cerca de él. Para ser todavía más claro, amistad con Jesús. De verdad, Jesús es el amigo que nunca falla. Un propósito. Cada día, yo voy a buscar, por lo menos un poco de tiempo, tal vez más tiempo, para poder comunicar y platicar con Jesús, mi mejor amigo. También dado que yo soy maestro o maestro principal de mis hijos, voy a tratar de infundir en mis hijos un conocimiento, amor y amistad con Jesús. Ahorita vamos a dar vuelta a la página. Vamos a poner pasaje bíblico y título para Jesús. Pasaje bíblico en paréntesis y al lado un título para Jesús. Uno es poner en paréntesis Juan capítulo 1 versículo 29 a 26. Pues cada nombre refleja un aspecto distinto de Jesús. Por eso yo podría decir que Araceli es mamá, hija, hermana, esposa, cristiana, católica, amiga, maestra. Es una persona, pero tiene tres atributos distintos, ¿no es cierto? Pues Jesús es la segunda persona de la Santísima Trinidad, pero tiene muchos títulos. Pues la finalidad de esta plática es de ver la belleza y la riqueza de Cristo. Un ejemplo que me gusta en la física que estudiamos en grado 10 en high school, ¿no? Es el proceso de refracción. ¿Sabes qué es esto? Refracción es poner un diamante. Refracción es la palabra técnica. Y uno pone un diamante, y la luz del sol pasa y parece un arco iris. Un arco iris de colores distintos. Jesús es como un diamante de un arco iris que no tiene número de colores. Y al terminar esos títulos, trata de ver cuál es el título que te gusta más a ti. Yo tengo tres favoritos, se lo digo al final. Hay muchísimos títulos. Vamos a poner 10. Y cuando tú estás platicando con Jesús, podrías utilizar uno de esos títulos cada día para platicar con Jesús. Y esto, puede poner al lado, es Jesús es el Cordero de Dios. Para poder entender la extensión del título Cordero de Dios, debemos entender cuál fue el Cordero en el Antiguo Testamento. En el tiempo de Moisés, el Cordero sin mancha fue llevado cada año sin mancha. Y el sacerdote Moisés Aarón invocaba los sacerdotes del pueblo invocando los pecados sobre el Cordero. Después se la llevaba al desierto y con una navaja degolló la garganta. Luego tomaba la sangre del Cordero rociando el pueblo. Y esa fue la manera de purificar el pueblo de Dios de sus pecados. A ver si ustedes pueden ver el simbolismo allá. Jesús es el Cordero. Él había derramado su sangre. ¿Cuándo? Viernes Santo. ¿Dónde? En la cruz. ¿Y cómo estamos purificados nosotros? Mediante la sangre de Cristo que recibimos en la Santa Misa. Cuerpo, sangre, alma, divinidad de Cristo. Y cada vez que yo me confiese con el Padre, es invisible. Pero la sangre de Cristo lava y purifica tu alma del pecado. Pero si uno tiene un poco de conocimiento bíblico, inmediatamente viene este pasaje en el Antiguo Testamento del Cordero que fue llevado al desierto, degollado, y rociando el pueblo de Moisés sobre el pueblo de Dios. Qué rica es la Biblia. Pero tiene que estudiarla. Tiene que estudiarla. Esa mañana yo he dicho, este es el Cordero de Dios que quita los pecados del mundo, y dichosos los invitados a la cena del Señor. Yo levanté la hostia. Era el Cordero de Dios. Parecía una hostia blanca, ¿no? Pero era Jesús. Era Jesús. ¿Y qué decimos? Señor, no soy digno que entres en mi casa, pero basta que diga una palabra y mi alma será sanada. La oración del centurión. Cuerpo de Cristo. Amén. Recibimos el Cordero de Dios que nos santifica, nos purifica y nos hace personas dignas de Cristo. Otro título. Mateo uno, 23. Eso nosotros repetimos frecuentemente en el tiempo de Adviento y en la Navidad. Y es Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Se puede escribirlo en varias maneras, pero una manera es Emmanuel. Está en Mateo, pero también está presente en el profeta Isaías. Emmanuel significa Dios con nosotros. Dios con nosotros. Si tú estás en la gracia de Dios, tú eres Emmanuel, Dios con nosotros. Dios está contigo si tú vives en la gracia de Dios. Un niño bautizado, Emmanuel, Dios con nosotros. ¿Alguien fue a misa el domingo pasado? Donde dos o tres reunidos en mi nombre, yo estoy en medio de ellos. ¿No? La comunidad orante, Jesús está presente. Otro título. Mateo capítulo 16, 20. Y es Jesucristo. Nombre doble, Jesús. Jesús significa Salvador. Le voy a enseñar una oración muy corta, pero muy poderosa. Y es Jesús, sálvame. Digan esto.
Jesús, sálvame.
Otra vez.
Jesús, sálvame.
Una vez más.
Jesús, sálvame.
¿Quién había dicho esto en el Evangelio? ¿Se acuerdan? Había un hombre que salió de la barca, estaba caminando sobre las aguas, había visto, ¿ok? Y si un día, ¿qué dijo? Señor, sálvame. ¿Qué dijo Jesús? Dos cosas. Uno era hombre de poca fe, ¿no? Y otro le agarró la mano. Y cuando le agarró la mano, empezó a caminar otra vez. ¿Te sientes a veces como Pedro? Yo también. A veces me siento que estoy hundiendo, Señor, sálvame. Él oye. Pero a veces no queremos extender la mano. O extendemos la mano un poco, ¿no? Como esto. Así. No extendemos todo, ¿no? Hay que tratar de extender la mano así. Jesús agarra la mano y ya podemos caminar otra vez. Por eso no, cuando nos sentimos hundiendo, Jesús, sálvame. Jesús, sálvame. Es una oración corta, pero es fuerte, es poderosa. Tú no lo dices con fe. Okay. Cristo, la segunda parte, Cristo viene del idioma griego y Cristo significa el ungido. Que Cristo también es rey, rey de los reyes. Cuarto, Mateo capítulo 23, versículo 8. Y Jesús es maestro. Y nosotros somos sus discípulos. Eles são mais e nós outros somos seus discípulos. Sempre. Outra oração seria: Jesus, ensina-me. Diga nisso.
Jesus, ensina-me.
Jesus, ensina-me.
Jesus, ensina-me.
E poderia agregar de ser uma boa maestra para meus filhos? Ensina-me de ser uma boa maestra para meus filhos. Em palavra e exemplo. Dois. Palavra e exemplo, não? Que é o exemplo arrastra, não? Que outro título para Jesus? É Juan, capítulo 10. Em paralelo, no Antigo Testamento, que seria Salmo 23. Que Juan, Salmo 23, es el Señor es mi pastor, nada me puede faltar. Aunque tengo que caminar por valles oscuros, no temeré, porque tú estás conmigo con tu vara y tu bastón. Tú unges mi cabeza con aceite, mi copa rebosa. Yo creo que voy a vivir en la casa del Señor por larguísimos años. Salmo 23. Entonces, Salmo 23, Jesús en Juan 10, aplica Salmo 23 a sí mismo. Donde él dice, yo soy el buen pastor. Yo conozco mis ovejas y mis ovejas conocen a mí. No como el asalariado que al ver el lobo se escapa. El buen pastor conoce las ovejas por nombre. El buen pastor está listo para entregar su vida por las ovejas. Juan capítulo 10. Le voy a enseñar otra oración. Digan esto. El Señor es mi pastor, nada me puede faltar. Otra vez.
El Señor es mi pastor, nada me puede faltar.
Una vez más.
El Señor es mi pastor, nada me puede faltar.
¿Ustedes son pastores?
Sí.
¿Tienen ovejas?
Sí.
Sus hijos, ¿no?
Sí.
¿Tienen lobos?
Sí.
Muchos, ¿no? Hay muchos lobos. Pero el buen pastor es más fuerte, ¿no? Fíjense la dinámica. Una oveja es estúpida. Hay que decir la verdad. ¿Eh? Una oveja no tiene memoria. Una oveja no tiene defensa. Una oveja se pierde, no sabe cómo regresar. Una oveja frente a un lobo, ya. No tiene remedio. Una oveja que cae del barranco, Jesús dice que nosotros somos las ovejas de su rebaño, ¿no? El lobo es muy inteligente, muy rápido, tiene dientes filosos y trabaja en equipo. Se llama una piara de lobos, ¿no? Fíjense ustedes, muchas veces el lobo trabaja, pero al lado está el grupito. ¿Qué significa? Que muchas veces cuando el diablo trabaja en equipo. Pero Dios es más fuerte. Jesús es más fuerte que el diablo, el buen pastor. Si caminamos con él, vamos a ganar la batalla. Amén. Entonces es el buen pastor. Número 6. ¿Alguien sabe el último El último libro de la Biblia, ¿cuál es?
Apocalipsis.
También se llama el libro de Revelación, ¿no? Apocalipsis es griego, Revelación sería latín. Entonces, el libro del Apocalipsis, versículo 1 y 8. Ustedes que son expertos en varios idiomas saben estudiar en griego, ¿no? ¿Cuáles son los la primera letra, la última letra del alfabeto griego? No hablan todos al mismo tiempo, ¿no? Alfa y omega. Alfa y omega. Alfa sería A y luego Z, ¿okay? Te dice que Jesús es el Alfa y Omega. Que significa que es el principio de nuestra vida, ojalá, al final. Que significa recibir bautismo y recibir al final de la vida confesión, santos ojos y comunión y morir. Ajá. Espero de poder morir en esta manera, ¿no? Estaba hablando con los otros padres a la comida, hablando de la, ¿qué se llama? La bendición apostólica. ¿Sabe qué es esto? Estás muriendo. Yo te doy los santos ojos. Luego, no, la confesión, santos ojos y comunión. Luego, hay una oración muy corta, tanto que lo había escrito en mi cuaderno aquí. Está muy corta, ¿no? By the authority which the apostolic see has given me, I grant you a full pardon and remission of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Te mueres, vas inmediatamente al cielo. Amén, ¿eh? Nadie se ve esto. Si uno recibe esto, ¿no? No tiene que pasar por purgatorio. Queremos no solamente morir en la gracia de Dios, pero queremos ir al cielo lo más rápido posible, ¿no? ¿Ustedes quieren morir, ir al purgatorio por 500 años, ¿no? 1000 años, ¿no? Y hoy, si usted se confiesa, comulga, y va frente a la estatua de la Virgen de Fátima, la Blanca, recibe la indulgencia plenaria hoy. Hoy es el 13, ¿no? 13 de septiembre hoy.
Sí.
Confesión, comunión, y frente a la Virgen de Fátima, una Ave María. Tus pecados perdonados, blanca como la nieve. Oh. Nadie lo sabe. Y no lo saben, no lo vas a recibir. Pero nuestra ignorancia podría lanzarnos en purgatorio por 500 años. Pero hay que venir a las clases con Padre Escobito, ¿no? ¿Cómo se dice? Fire insurance, la seguridad de fuego, ¿no? La iglesia tiene tantos tesoros. Es como tener un recipiente de diamantes aquí. Cada diamante vale $1,000,000. Son gratis, ustedes agarran. Oh, no. No, estoy un poco cansado hoy, ¿no? Poco inteligente, ¿no? Gratis. Son gratis. Pero si ustedes quieren ir al cielo inmediatamente, pueden, si quieren. Pero si somos locos y perezosos, muy bien. Vamos a recibir poco por nuestra falta de ganas de vivir la fe como Dios manda. Hay que dar gracias que somos católicos, ¿no? ¿No? ¿Van a cambiar religión o hacerse testigo de Jehová ustedes? Quédense en la iglesia católica. Número 7. Juan 13. Yes, el Jesús es el amigo. Es el amigo que nunca falla. Un amigo que nunca falla. Ocho. Juan 4:42. Jesús es el Salvador del mundo. Nueve. Juan 6. Jesús es el pan de vida. Pan de vida es la Santa Comunión. Jesús, dame hambre para ti. Y el último es Juan 11. Jesús dice, yo soy la resurrección y la vida. Traten de escoger en casa, vayan a su Biblia, y subrayar cuáles son los títulos que te gustan más a ti. Para mí ahorita, a mí encanta Jesús el pan de vida, porque me gusta la Santa Comunión en la Misa. A mí me encanta saber que Jesús es mi amigo. A mí me encanta la idea de Jesús es el buen pastor. Espero que esta clase haya enriquecido su conocimiento y amor por Jesús. Amén. Pedir a María que nos dé mucho amor por Jesús, que podamos transmitir ese amor a nuestros hijos. Dios te salve, María. Dios te gracias, Señor es contigo. Bendita todas las mujeres y bendita es el fruto de Jesús. Santa María, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros pecadores. Un aviso, el miércoles tenemos que terminar un poco más rápido que otros días porque ya a las 4:50 viene la confirmación, okay, para que por eso terminamos un poco más rápido. Okay. Dios lo bendiga, nos veremos en misa. Okay.
Gracias.
Well, maybe this is obvious to you, but the church, Catholic Church, has a name. The name of this church is St. Peter Chanel. He was a Catholic priest who was actually martyred back about 150 years ago in Oceania. Martyr means that he died for his faith. So the name of your parish here is St. Peter Chanel. So when I ask you where do you go to church, you go to St. Peter Chanel, the Catholic Church in Hawaiian Gardens. Okay? All right. If you see in the little letters at the very top, it says, the Oblate of the Virgin Mary. I'm a priest, but I belong to the congregation of the Oblate of the Virgin Mary. If you were to go to Cyprus, you have diocesan priests there. But we're religious priests, and religious priests live in a community. Maybe you've seen a Franciscan, they dress in brown, with the cord. Maybe you saw a Dominican dressed in white with a rosary at her side. We dress in black, and this would be our religious habit that identifies us as oblates. Now, you can see, it says, staffed by the oblates of the Virgin Mary, Maria Cogita Maria Invoca. That's Latin. It's almost like Spanish. Maria Cogita means think about Mary. Maria Invoca, to invoke Mary. So we started off this confirmation year by consecrating all of you to Mary. It's a great way to start. That we bless you with holy water. We consecrate you to Mary. So we already started off very well in this new catechetical year. Okay, confirmation year one. Welcome to the confirmation program at St. Peter Chanel. The confirmation program takes 2 years. First year is during the week. The second year is on Sunday morning. So that means next year you're going to be coming Sunday morning, in which there's going to be the class as well as the Mass. Whereas your class is Wednesday, and we start at 4:50. So that's one thing we want to insist on, is try to be punctual, because we really don't have too much time. With the rosary and everything, we barely have an hour, which is really not that much. No? And if you calculate all the classes together, we got about 23 classes, which isn't really that much. But we hope we'll be able to learn as much as we possibly can in these 23 classes that we'll have. Okay, next. So the first year is during the week, and the second year Sunday morning, and is for students preparing to receive the sacrament of confirmation. Someone who has already received the sacrament of confirmation as a child is most welcome to participate as well. Anyone from the ages of 13 or has begun 8th grade until the age of 16 may attend. We have a series of requests that we are addressing to the parents and the students. Okay, number one is the classes are held on Wednesday, today, Thursday, or Friday in advanced class, from 4:50 to 6:05. So you see, we only have an hour and 15 minutes. The rosary takes about 20 minutes. We barely have an hour to learn about God. And all the classes you have every week, in school as well as this, technically speaking, this is the most important class. Because this is the class that teaches you about God, and we're going to be talking about next week why we're here. And the purpose of our life is to get to heaven. That's why we're here. So these classes are going to help us to learn what we have to do to get to heaven. And I'm sure all of you want to go to heaven. And all of you want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven with all you guys and your parents, but we have to know how to get there. We have to know how to get there and what to do to get to heaven. So that's one of the primary purposes, is we want to learn how to get to heaven. And how we're going to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Now this year, over the past couple months, among some of the talents that I have, we all have talents, is that I like to write. So I've actually written and published 2 books already, okay? So I write books, and if you've ever write in the future, writing takes a lot of time, okay? A lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of goodwill. And what I'm doing now is I'm actually writing a new confirmation book for you guys. And I think you're going to really get a lot out of it. It's going to be very simple, very easy to understand. And we're going to have our first formal lesson next week. We're going to be giving you a sheet, which I'm going to be explaining the topic, and then you're basically going to be filling in short answers. So we really hope and pray that this year you're going to really get to learn about what's most important, and that is God. Okay. So classes are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 4:50 to 6:05. We ask the students be punctual. We ask the parents to drop the children 10 minutes before the scheduled time for their classes. So you want to arrive at about 4:40. Now, when you come here, you're going to see a lot of movement, a lot of people, a lot of motion, because right before that, I'm teaching 100 parents in that room. You got about another 100 children that are finishing First Communion. So there's a lot of movement, okay? So just be patient to let the little kids get out with their parents and you come in. But we want them to come in here and be in the class at 4:50. Usually what happens is the guys, they mill around outside and they wait for us to call you in. You just come in, okay? So you don't have to be waiting for us to be ringing the bell, okay? Or whistling, no? Just come in here. At 4:50, we start. And then we start by praying the rosary. And then after that, we'll launch into our lesson. Is that clear? So just be in here at 4:50. There's going to be a little bit of movement with these kids and the parents, but we want to try to not to waste time. Not to waste time, because time is of the essence. Okay, so the first class will begin Wednesday, September 13th, which is today, or Thursday the 14th, or Friday the 15th. You know, I was talking with one of the priests today, and he said that today you could receive a plenary indulgence. You know why? Because Our Lady of Fatima appeared 100 years ago on the 13th. She appeared on May 13th, June 13th, July 13th, then August a little bit later because they were in jail in August, and then September 13th. So the Pope has given a plenary indulgence. You go to confession, communion, and you go in front of the statue of Our Lady of Fatima and say a prayer, you get a plenary indulgence. You know what that means? If you were to die, you go right to heaven. You wouldn't have to spend a minute in purgatory. Isn't that great? To know that all these great graces that the Church gives us, if we can take advantage of them, no? So the 13th, the next October 13th, it's the same thing. And that's the last apparition of Lady Fatima, when you had the miracle of the sun. 80,000 people saw the sun was spinning around in the air like that, kind of like a Ferris wheel. So these are graces the Church gives to us. Okay, no more than 6 absences. You miss 6 absences, that's already 25%. Try not to miss ever. Try not to miss ever. When I was your age, one of my greatest passions was I played baseball. Actually, when I was in 8th grade, I played Pony League baseball, and I pitched my first no-hitter. You know what a no-hitter is? Because the reason why is they said, don't throw a curveball, and I said, I don't care. So I learned how to throw the curveball, and they'd never seen the curveball before, so I was whiffing them right and left. Whiffing means, you know what the KKK is? KKK is not only the Ku Klux Klan, but means strikeout, 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 no? So I never missed one practice of baseball because I really liked it. No? I never missed one game either because I really love the sport of baseball. Baseball is great, but God is even more important, right? Yep. Baseball is great, but God is even more important. Even if you hit over 400, that's not gonna get you into heaven, no? And get you into heaven is loving God and obeying His commandments. Right? by loving God and obeying His commandments, we're going to be able to make it to heaven. So try not to miss ever. Okay, now this includes classes and Saturday activities. If they cannot make it to a class, we ask that the parents call the office in advance to let us know. That the parent writes a note explaining the absence to be given to the teacher the following week. Okay, now every week, students to bring their two-year catechism book. If the student loses the book, they must pay a new one from the office at regular price of $15 each. What we're probably going to do is this, is we're going to be giving you the confirmation, oh, here we have it here, let's show it. We're going to be giving you this confirmation binder. Pretty attractive, huh? What do you think? Nice? Really nice. We have, this is the image of Divine Mercy. Here we have Our Lady Guadalupe. And then in between Our Lady Guadalupe and the image of Divine Mercy, maybe you've seen that. You ever go to the church and you notice that on the altar there, that's called the monstrance. And the very center of the monstrance is the consecrated host, which is Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to be doing at the end of class. We're going to be going, we're making a short visit to the Blessed Sacrament to say hello to Jesus. We're going to make a genuflection. But this is going to be your binder. In the back you see that dove. The dove is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. You can see it look like drops. They're actually seven drops, which are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be giving them this. And I told Father Larry and some of the teachers, it's best not to give them, to take it home. Oops. You know why?
I wonder.
Okay. So we're not going to give you take it home because a lot of us already have advanced premature Alzheimer's. Okay? I'm going to use a little bit of sarcasm here, okay? Okay. A little bit of Alzheimer's means that sometimes you forget things, right? So what would happen if I gave it to you guys? Next week, only 50% of you would return with the book. So that defeats the whole purpose. So what I've told Father Larry is that having taught confirmation many years, the best thing is we're just going to be giving you this binder, okay? And we're going to be giving you the first lesson, which will be this, lesson one. We're giving this to you. And then we're just going to be going through very simple questions, and you're going to be filling it in. And at the end, they're going to be putting in their binder. You can write in your binder, so you have something hard to write on. You'll be putting it in, and then you're going to be giving it to Mrs. Guerra. What do you think?
That sounds great to me.
Yeah. So really, I mean, I don't want to insult your intelligence, but the class is... It's not overly demanding. So basically, you're doing the homework with us every class. So it's pretty low-key. However, if we really make an effort to learn, we're going to learn. We're going to learn a lot this year. We're going to learn a lot next year. And hopefully, in 2 years, you guys are going to be confirmed. That'll give you a solid foundation on which to base the rest of your spiritual life and to help you to get to heaven. So... We hope and we pray that really putting a lot of effort in this short time we have, by June this year or next year, you'll have at least a basic knowledge of your Catholic faith. Okay? Good. So let's go back to the syllabus. And I like it. Okay, so we're on number one, the two-year catechism book. And rosary, pen or pencil. So what we're going to do, Mrs. Gare, we're going to be giving them a rosary every time, right? Mm-hmm. And then they'll just pass it back afterward. So we'll decide how to do that now, okay? You'll get a rosary, and at the end, you can just pass it back from this side to here, and she'll put it in one of those plastic containers, okay? And, you see, so you'll pass it over, and so we'll be lending you a rosary. Any of you have a rosary at home? I mean, you can bring your own rosary if you want. I always carry my rosary in my pocket, but if you don't bring the rosary, we'll lend you one, okay? Then, also, a pen or pencil to be able to fill in the worksheet.
Father, we're asking them to take home the rosary pamphlet if they need it, so they could practice
okay.
The rosary. So if anybody needs a rosary, they could take one home today, so they
can
use it with their pamphlet.
Okay, well, you want to give them a rosary today as a gift?
They need one at home.
Okay, if you want, we'll give you one, okay? Make sure that you use it. Don't just hang it on the wall as a Christmas decoration. Make sure that you use it, okay? Use the rosary. Now, here's a question. All of you speak a very good English. Do all of you know your prayers in English or do you know them in Spanish? Don't be ashamed. Probably most of you know them in Spanish, right? That's fine. But we want you to also learn your prayers in English. Learn your prayers in English. And if you pray the rosary, every time you pray the rosary, hopefully after you keep repeating the prayer, you'll have it memorized. Probably most of you were brought up and raised going to the Mass in Spanish with mom and dad, which is nothing wrong with that, but you want to learn your prayers also in English. Okay? Good. And before I forget, the rosary pamphlet, so that they're aware of it, I think you had one in the church. Here you have the 20 mysteries. Then on the back, you have the sign of the cross, the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, Hail Holy Queen, and then the mystery. This is a great pamphlet. Really, it's a great pamphlet. Thank you. Okay, every homework consists of the following. Some simple questions that must be answered. So this is done during the class time. So as I said, this is pretty low key. I mean, this is not overly demanding, but we want you to try to pay as much attention as you possibly can. Next is number 2. An indication that they attended Holy Mass every Sunday. This is done as a class. So this is a serious obligation for every Catholic. Now, what happens if your parents don't go to Mass? What are you supposed to do? You have to remind them, okay? You go to church with your parents, most of you on Sunday, most of Sundays? How many of you go to Mass on Sunday? Well, that's pretty good. Okay, if you don't, okay, say, Mom, let's go to Mass on Sunday, it's only 1 hour. How many of you are bilingual? Okay, good. So you know your Spanish and English. Do you know how many Masses we have? You can go Saturday night. Did you know that? Saturday night is good enough for Sunday. So say, for example, you're traveling up north, maybe to visit a relative or down to Tijuana, and you can't make it on Sunday. Well, go Saturday, 6 o'clock. Then we got 6:15 in the morning. Then we got 8 o'clock Sunday. Then 10 o'clock. Then we got 12. Then we got 2. Then we got 5. Then we got 7, so we got tons of Masses. So you choose, you and your parents can choose whatever Mass is best for you. But you got to go to Mass. Mass is very important. Now in Mass, what is the most important part of Mass? Great. Perfect. Okay, can you tell me what the host is? Remember you learned those four words maybe in First Communion? Holy Communion is the host is Holy Communion, which is the, remember, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, okay? So you receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. That's the most important part of the Mass. Okay, so that's very important that you go to Mass on Sunday. Now, also, frequent confession. You guys go to confession sometimes? Try to go to confession at least once a month. You know, I went to confession yesterday. Feel great. Went to see my spiritual director, who's a priest, and said, Father, could you hear my confession? Of course, got stole out. I made my confession. I drove back from L.A. Ah, I felt so good, no? When you go to confession, you feel good. You feel a lot of peace, no? You know, a lot of peace. And when you commit sins, it's almost like you're carrying a bag of garbage on the top, you know? Bag of garbage, no? You don't want to be carrying garbage. Get rid of the garbage, huh? I'm called a spiritual garbage man, huh? Spiritual garbage man, that's a good name for the priest, isn't he, huh? You know what happens also? I go to confession to another priest. Sometimes I'm afraid.
Yeah, so
I'm afraid. I know why I'm afraid, because the devil is trying to prevent me from going to confession. Once I go, I feel good. It's not that bad. It's not like getting your teeth pulled and going to Alcatraz where the criminals don't know. It's a great experience, no? So hopefully they'll go at least once a month. One other thing on confession is most parishes, do any of you know how many priests we have in this parish? A lot of parishes have one or two priests. You know how many priests we have? I should say, if you can name them all, I'll give them $10. No? I don't think I'm going to have to give up any money, I don't think. Any of you know the oldest priest? Oh, I'm not the oldest, no. There's one older than me. He's an old Italian priest. Father Antolini. Yeah. What about the pastor? Been here for more than 25 years. Father Larry. How about the two other younger priests? Father Dave, Father Craig. And of course, my name is Father Bill, right? Oh, they didn't even know. I was joking, they didn't pick it up, okay? Well, there are six priests here, which is a blessing. It's a real blessing. So, most parishes have 1 hour to go to confession every week, Saturday from about 4:30 to 5:30. You know, I've already confessed 2 hours, and after this I've got another hour, then I have my evening class. So we have confessions during the week at 8, 12, and usually Father Antolini is there by 5:30 or 6 o'clock. So during the week you can go to confession morning, afternoon, and evening. Then on Saturday we're here from 5 to 8 o'clock, another 3 hours. So this is one of the parishes that hears most confessions in all of L.A. So they should take advantage of it. And often you got two priests hearing confession at the same time. That's good. Okay, now, daily prayers. Good idea to pray the rosary. Acts of mercy. Try to do an act of mercy every day. That can be praying for someone, saying a kind word, helping someone through some good action, some type of penance every Friday. It can be easily fulfilled by abstaining from eating meat. Do you know on Friday you have to give up something? You know that? You have to give up something. And that doesn't mean giving up school. It has to be giving up something that you like, okay? Can't give up school. Right? Can't give that up. No? Or give up confirmation. You can't do that either. No? Okay. Your dress code. Okay, the students are to dress modestly and behave in a manner that is respectful of the house of God. So, no offensive messages of any kind on clothing are allowed. This includes diabolical and death images. No sports shorts are allowed. Often we hear, I was at sports practice, this is not an excuse. For the boys, no earrings of any kind are allowed. And for the girls, the only earrings should be on their ears. If the dress is immodest, they have to go into the office and call their parents. No, you want to dress properly. You're in the house of God. You're in the house of God. Okay, retreats. So you're going to have a few retreats. They're pretty short, but they're mandatory. Chastity Mini Retreat, October 28th. You'll have it from 8:15 to 12:30. Pro-life presentation. That'll be Saturday, January 13th at 12:45 to 3. Vocation Mini Retreat. Saturday, March 10th. 8:15 to 12:30. Confirmation Retreat. Saturday, May 19th, 8:15 to 12:30. If you have problem paying for the retreats, please contact the confirmation coordinators at the confirmation office or to talk to Father Larry. Other activities and items required of the students can be a Chastity Promise Mass. That's going to be Tuesday, December 12th. Any of you know what we celebrate on December 12th every year? For the Mexicans, the most important day of the year, right? What do we celebrate the 12th of December? Never heard of Our Lady Guadalupe? You guys ever get up early in the morning for Las Mañanitas? Your mom and dad? At about 5 o'clock in the morning, there was a mass, and then afterward you had cantando las mañanitas con champurrado y chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now you remember it, huh? Well, that's a beautiful day in honor of Our Lady, and it's a day in which you're going to be making a promise of chastity to Mary. Okay, then, community service hours, 7 hours. The due date is May 2018. Let me ask you a question, Mrs. Guerra. Do they can help out with a food program to bag food? Is that Monday?
Yes.
Monday night? What time is that at?
They changed the hour this
year. So like 5 to 7, something like that?
I believe it's 4 o'clock.
Oh, 4 o'clock, okay.
4 o'clock. But they do have to sign up in the office.
Okay. And it's for about 2 hours? An hour? Okay. So if you want to have service hours, you sign up in the office, and what they do is they bag food for the poor people. So if you do that 7 times, you already have your service hours done, and you don't have to go anywhere except right here to St. Peter's Chanel. So that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, and it's only on Mondays. It's not every day.
Monday from... Okay,
they can
so.
Also do the
okay, that's right. The First Communion kids have exams about 4 times a year. You can take the exams of the little kids. Hopefully, they don't know more than you. Okay, let's pray. That's always the problem. No? These little kids know more than me, and I'm taking the test, huh? Kill two birds with one stone. You take it and you give it at the same time, right? All right, now. What is very important is below, formation classes for parents. Both parents, father and mother, are to attend 15 formation classes each, in which they will learn more about their faith and how to develop a deeper union with God. If they have more than 5 absences, their son or daughter will not be able to continue in the confirmation program. Please see the schedule of dates with dates available. So mom and dad have classes Thursday night at 7 o'clock or Sunday at 8:30. So there we have it. All right, so you want to do the roll call, and then we can make a quick visit to the Blessed Sacrament?
Okay, they also have to pick up 2 sheets that they take home with them.
Okay.
They take 3 colored sheets home with them.
That's today, right?
Today.
So we got the yellow, we got an orange, and a green?
Right.
Okay, so after the attendance, we'll give them those 3 sheets, okay?
The orange is for the parent class.
Okay.
The syllabus.
Okay, good.
Syllabus. Put that on your refrigerator or put it on your wall by your bed so you'll know what day you have to come and what we're going to cover.
So maybe after the roll call, you can maybe pass it out at the door as we go to the church. Okay, so let's get to know their names, and you can do the roll call. Just raise your hand.